And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull.
Grilling Welcome guys. Back. You listen to Grillin' Guys. We've been talking about grilling summer food. Hope you tuned in. If you haven't, you can catch us on the podcast. We'll go to thegrillingguys.com, their little headphone up in the upper right corner. Click on that, and we'll send you the show. You can listen to it whatever you want, but we're doing it Saturday mornings here. And we've been talking about stuff to put on the grill, days of summer.
Yeah, welcome back, and thanks for joining us. We probably have three times the amount of pod listeners that can possibly listen over terrestrial. Our pod group is huge, and if you're not into podcasts and you like the show, this is a great excuse to kind of figure it out and start doing it, because it's convenient, and we all have shows we like, and if this is one of them, it'll send right to your phone.
We thank both of you.
Yes. when you get that half hour or hour when you just don't know what to do and you don't want to look at a video or something, you can throw your earbuds in, throw on a podcast. I listen to Jocko Willink. I listen to Rich Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, all these people that are they're just wonderful entertainers and very smart people. That's where Jop and I fall in.
That's right. Yeah, I'll be the very smart. He's a wonderful entertainer. You figure it out from there.
One's funny, one's smart.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, boy.
But speaking about smart,
we entertain ourselves a
right,
lot.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And once again, we appreciate both of you that listen.
That's right.
Bone in chicken thighs. Let's talk a little bit about that, because there's some technique here, and you can jack them up. But this is a great place for the novice griller to start, because you can buy these things for $1.69 a pound if you find them in the store, maybe more now. I don't know. I don't pay attention. But these are a quintessential summer barbecue item, but there's some tips, right?
Prep.
Right.
What are you going to do to prep?
Well, chicken is not one of those things that you want to bring it to room temperature on your counter. Don't do that. I mean, I take it out of the fridge, and I'll put some seasonings or some marinades on it. I'm going to tell you what I do with the prep is when I take a thigh or a leg quarter.
And
wouldn't you go with either of those in this category?
And as an aside, probably could. Yeah, sure, why not?
Yep.
I never buy them like that, but and just as a side note, none of them are ever cut the same.
Right.
So what he's going to tell you right now will apply to some and not others.
Right. But most of the time when you pull them out of the package, the way they've been processed is there's a big flap of extra skin. It's hanging off one side. It's about twice as much skin that needs to go over the thigh.
And why did they leave that on there?
I think it's for weight.
That's right.
I mean, because they sell this stuff by the pound, and that skin has some weight to it.
It's more money. More money. Plus, there are competition guys who like to take that piece and wrap the rest of the thigh in it for a perfect presentation. So there's some credibility to that.
Yeah, but
I cut it off too.
Right. So you're going to put this on a board. Okay, so I'm gonna take a rabbit trail here. When you're using your utensils, your cutting board, your knives, if you're using chicken, don't ever put anything on it after the chicken, your board or your knife, without cleaning it thoroughly. Because when chicken juice warms up, the bacteria starts to go crazy, and you're going to make people sick. Now, you could do your beef first on the board with your knife and not hurt anything, and then do your chicken, but don't ever do it the other way around without cleaning after the chicken.
He didn't really say that, so if you're the health department,
right.
We're just kidding.
Right.
So, but he's absolutely right in the sanitation. You don't want, we call them contaminated boards,
right,
or knives or tools,
right,
because chicken will give you a gut ache and, you
right.
know, the trots.
So you take that skin off there. Now, I'm going to tell you what I do, and maybe this is something that I just enjoy doing. I peel that skin back on that thigh till there's only maybe a half inch of it still connected to the thigh.
And it'll be obvious which side wants to come off.
Right. And I peel that back, and I season the meat, and I season the skin.
You're such a cheater.
On the underside, and then I'll flap that back over, and I'll season the skin on the outside. Flip the whole thing over and season it. Now, that seems like a lot of seasoning, but it isn't heavy. But what that does is it makes the skin acts as a shield. And I eat the skin and I eat the meat separately.
So
the skin is now flavored and the meat is now flavored when I go underneath.
And there might be a reason to keep that skin on there in terms of like a nice fat thigh like I did Monday. This falls right into my Monday cook. This is not a food you want to push. I had to push everything Monday, right? Because I've got this good-looking brunette with her foot in my keister and a bunch of people coming out of the pool ready to eat.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
This isn't something you want to push.
Right.
You can push hot dogs. You can push burgers. You can push steaks.
Right.
You don't want to push chicken.
Right. You want it done 165. Use your thermometer if you can't tell.
Medium temp grill is where I'm going.
Right. Yeah. Don't do it fast because one, you're going to get flare-ups and it's going to get burned on the outside before it's done on the inside. That bone is the meat is connected to the bone in this because it's a bone-in chicken thigh that we're talking about. And you need to get that all the way down to the bone. You need to get that cooked. And you don't want to do it fast. You want to do it slow. Because
so if you really like the crispy chicken skin, that's a piece of meat that if you do what Jop's telling you and you wrap that piece, season under it, season over it, that's a piece that will give you a wonderful kind of like potato chip effect to when you start popping that skin off there. And then, in my opinion, chicken skin is doable. Otherwise, I don't really care for it.
Right. I don't either. Does the, when you do that, are you saucing your chicken or do you sauce chicken at the end or do you sauce it at the table? What is your preference?
You know, since I'm not doing 500 chickens for a Boy Scout thing on the side of the road, I'm not going to put sauce on it. Those guys always just lather everything in barbecue sauce. And that's a flavor. It's good for chicken halves or quarters, and it reminds you of when you were a kid or whatever. But I never make chicken like that.
I don't either.
I marinate it. And then, I mean, I don't know. I'm not the biggest barbecue sauce guy anymore. You know, you can get to a point where it just, you get sick of it.
Well, and it makes it super messy to eat.
Yes.
In my opinion, even if with your knife and fork. So what I like to do is cook it with a dry rub, any one you like, and then when it's done, serve barbecue sauce at the table that you could squirt some on your plate and dip your chicken
there
bite in it and go that way. But I'll ask my guests when they come over, I said, do you like sauce on or not? If they say yes, it's already cooked about 95% before I touch it with sauce. And I don't like a sweet baby Ray's that's big and thick. I'll take some of that, if that's your flavor, and I'll dilute it with beer. And I want it a little bit thinner. I want a glaze on there. I don't want a big glop of sauce because, one, it doesn't caramelize, and two, it's a mess to eat.
Oh, it'll caramelize all over your grill.
Right, yeah, but not on the chicken,
right?
It's a big
mess on the grill.
Because I've got it 95% cooked before I do that.
Right.
And because I want that, the reason that I don't is I want that skin crispy. There's nothing worse in my book. There's nothing worse than a rubbery chicken skin when you take a bite of it. Oh, can't handle it.
Yeah,
don't like it.
And the weird thing is KCBS, when you're doing competitions, they actually, you know, there has to be a certain tenderness to their rubbery skin. I don't get that.
Nope.
That's why I'm not in love with the competitions because they've got criteria that just, it's not how you would make food.
Not how I make it. And if you're coming to my house to eat, you're going to get crispy skin on your chicken. You're not going to get rubber. I've not made you a good piece of chicken if I serve it with a rubbery skin. That's my standard. But anyway.
A good marinade, again, comes down to just a cheap Caesar dressing or a cheap Italian dressing is always good. But this fattoush dressing from Costco, I'm telling you, it is money.
Right. But what you're looking for is an oil-based profile because that's going to crisp things up on your grill when you marinate. And there's herbs and spices in those dressings that Bob just described.
And we go to Old World Olive Company. You can get just a good olive, a good olive oil, a good vinegar, balsamic or non. And then they've got these great little spice packets.
Yep.
You can make up your own dressing in a heartbeat and it's going to be super high quality. Now, I'm going to tell you, for marinade, I don't do that. I get the cheap stuff because you're throwing the stuff away after a couple hours.
Right.
I hate throwing away expensive oils and vinegars.
Right. You're going to put it in a Ziploc bag, throw your chicken in there, dump your dressing, whatever you want on it. A couple hours later, pour the dressing off, throw the chicken on the grill. Mm-hmm. Cold. Don't let it come to temperature, warm room temperature. So anyway.
Man, that was the best summer recipes, and I don't think we gave out a recipe.
No, exactly. Well, that's kind of what we do. Yum. We tell you what we're going to do some, but we don't really ever do it. Yeah. But anyway, you're listening to Grilling Guys, Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out in your backyard, create a little grill envy in your neighborhood, because it's the time of year to do it.
Yes.